The food producers of Kibera cultivate crops using a method known as vertical farming.
They are using recycled empty sacks where they put soil mixed with manure, and then they are able to grow their vegetables, which include kale, spinach, onions, and they just put these bags right outside their houses.
Kenyan agricultural researcher Mary Njenga is one of the people behind Nairobi's Urban Harvest Project. She says the Kibera farmers also grow food on unused plots near the slum.
They walk to the places where they do their farming. For example, under the power line, along the riverbanks, along the roadside.
Njenga describes urban agriculture as a lifeline for the people of Kibera.
People who live in Kibera slums are people who are living below $1 per day. It's such a big challenge to put food on their table. They save a lot of their income by producing their own food. And actually then they are able to eat the diets that they like or that are nutritious.
Njenga says the violence in Kenya after the 2008 elections provided a graphic example of the growing importance of urban agriculture. The turmoil cut Nairobi off from food supplies from the rural areas, so urban farmers supplied many in the city with food.
The people in the Nairobi city did not go hungry because a lot of vegetables were coming from the urban and peri-urban areas.
But Kibera's urban farmers face serious challenges. They don't own any land and can therefore be evicted at any time, preventing them from producing food.
Many times they just look for any open space, some of it belonging to government, some of it belonging to institutions, and therefore they have no right tenure security, and this affects the kind of investment that they put into the agriculture.
Njenga maintains that if the shack dwellers owned property, they'd grow more food. Urban farmers in Kibera use wastewater to irrigate their crops. It's free, and they're too poor to afford to buy other water.
These farmers use the wastewater when it's not treated. They use it direct from the sewerage pipeline.
Health workers say the farmers, through contact with the raw sewage, could absorb poisonous heavy metals such as mercury through their skin, making them vulnerable to serious infections. But the farmers are willing to take these risks. They say the constant supply of wastewater is making them more money. It's allowed them to plant more and to harvest a lot of seeds.
These seeds were not only sold to other farmers in the urban areas, but also are being sold in the rural areas.
International experts say African governments have so far failed to support urban agriculture. But Njenga's colleague, Nancy Karanja, says there are indications that the continent's political leaders are now more willing to support farming in their cities.
The African governments, the mayors, have a goodwill. I think it's a way to change the thinking among the many stakeholders. That takes time to convince everybody. In politics in Africa, it takes a long time to put everything straight.
Karanja acknowledges, though, that the political powers are going to have to act very soon. An estimated 15 million people are moving to urban areas in Africa every year. A lot of mouths to feed in the continent's cities in the near future. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.